Okay, well, here we are. This is pretty late at night, but it's Saturday, April 29th, and we've just seen an exciting game with Unionville Millican in their home of Ontario Soccer Center playing Sigma FC tonight. And I have head coach John Zervas here, and we're going to first talk about what he thought of tonight's game. An exciting 2-2 draw.
Yeah, I think it's a game with two teams that have two different styles. You see, we had a whole lot of the ball and had a whole lot of chances, but couldn't put a whole lot of them away. Give credit to the opponent who sat really well in a low block and transitioned really well in the attacking end and found opportunities to get forward and hit us on some of the mistakes. But at the end of the day, it comes down to finishing, and if we can do that, then we can take away 3 points. But today we take away only one.
Yeah, okay. You folks have, over the years, you always have to share a Paramount Center with North Mississauga, and they finally pushed away and they've got their own place to play. It was all yours, but then this season, Forge has got you to play 5 games with them at Tim Hortons Field as doubleheaders, and you're also at York Lions Stadium later in the year as a doubleheader with the CPL teams. What was the arrangement of that, to attract fans or what?
Yeah, not just to attract fans, but kind of give the players an understanding of playing in that stadium and playing in getting a field for playing on that field. And although it's nice for guys to play actually at Forge and play within that stadium, it's a good test to kind of see how they do overall, right? But yes. The idea is obviously the players that are coming from Sigma to go to Forge is there. So the connection is there. It's try to kind of make that happen organically as well. So,
okay. Now, March 31st, Forge announced that Hamilton United Elite, which is a rival of yours in this League One Ontario, is an official Forge FC development club. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we thought that Sigma is that too, or are they going to be treated somewhat different?
No, I think it's one and the same, right? It's, we've been doing it all along, and obviously sending the players, and we'll continue to send players and have them evaluated by the staff there and myself and see what the best avenue for them to go. But it's one and the same, right? It's, if I'm sure the Forge is thinking the same way. If they can help Hamilton United out and trying to find players within their environment too, I think it's better overall, right, for Forge as a total. So if we can have two clubs doing the same thing, it'll be fantastic for them.
Okay, and you still have always seems like about 10% of your kids end up off to Syracuse University or so. Are you going to have problems as the season grinds to an end to that you'll be losing players that come like playoff time?
Yeah, I think as normal, we always have 3 teams a year, and one is at the beginning of the year, and then we get guys from school and they come, and then we have to finish off the season again when a lot of them go back. But I think this year, if you see the roster, it's a whole lot of older guys as well, and a mix of the play down rule from players from Forge being able to come down as well, and then we have a very good group of young players that we want to make sure we give chances to, and I think they're capable of finishing the season off and putting us in a good place to go to the next phase of this league.
Now, at the other end of the season is the beginning of the season. Right now, do you have all the university players? Are they all back yet?
No, not yet. So we'll probably see them come within the next probably week or two. They'll start trickling in.
Have to integrate into the team, which takes a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it should, but normally when guys are coming from the system, they know how we want to play and they know what things to do, so it's easy.
We'll see you a bit better, I think, as the year goes by. Let's see. Now, how great is it to be able to have alumni back, like Emery Welshman, coming back to back to Sigma after like his time at Forge.
Yeah, it's great. It's he brings a level of professionalism for not just the guys here, but the young guys especially. It's gives them a little bit of accountability. He takes leadership within the group, and it's fantastic to see that a guy like him, who's still playing at his national team level, coming back to give back to some of the young guys to help them along, and shows how humble he is to do that. And, you know, hopefully things go good for him for the Gold Cup, and then that's what we're here for, to try and make sure that he's fit for that.
Yeah, there'd be Guyana, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but for his parents, he's, we know a Canadian guy,
yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see. And is there a chance he can get back to Forge, depending on, I guess, how the roster plays out?
Yeah, it all depends on the roster and how it plays out. And listen, if he's performing week in, week out, and he's doing very well, and an opportunity is there to do that, then it has to make sense from the Forge side as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I remember Kyle Larin had some time between Orlando and then now he's famous in Europe. Mm-hmm. He had some time back in Sigma to get his feet. Great. Okay, and let's see. Of course, I guess your goal, I guess the eighth, but is to survive that top 12 to be in the Premier Division. How important is that for the like the community and you know, like recruiting and so on?
Yeah, overall it's important. We want to play at the highest level. We want to give our players the opportunity to play at the highest level. And if it's at playing that Premier Division in 2024, we want to make sure that happens.
Yeah. All right. And of course, very popular that I ask is for this fan base is the Credit River Cup. You guys are thinking about that this year?
Yeah, listen, when the fixtures come up, I think guys are interested to see how it goes. I think it's important for the community and important for the fan base as well. And when those games come up, I think it's something exciting, something extra for the guys to play for, and gives them a little bit of motivation. So yeah, for sure, it's nice to be part of that competition.
Okay, great. So thank you for talking to me with all the, might as well being in a disco tonight, but.